AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker program today brought to you by the First Christian Church, 202 East 12th Avenue in Emporia, the church where you're always welcome.
Autumn is here. The leaves are starting to change and fall. The kids are back in school, and you might be looking for an inclusive place to worship where you can be who you are. Maybe the kids need a community project where they can participate and really feel like they fit in. You'll find all that and more at the First Christian Church. Come to our worship service on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at the corner of 12th and Market Street, where you can hear and interpret God's story for your life.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning to you on a Tuesday, 7:19, overcast, some fog, light rain, 65 degrees, and we are pleased to be joined this morning via the ValueNet Fiber Optic Studio line by Cassie Krotz. Cassie is the lead organizer of the Grimmett Construction Move Emporia 10K Run and 2 Mile Walk and Fun Run coming up this Saturday. And we're also pleased to be joined by Mike Wise, who is a president of the MUP Board that will receive the proceeds from the Move Emporia event coming up this Saturday. Cassie, good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing well this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Ron. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How might you be?
I'm doing good.
Well, good. Well, Cassie, the day is near. It is just about here, the big 10K run, 2 mile walk and fun run. You about all set to go?
Yeah, we've got quite a to-do list still, but everything's in line to have a fun morning on Saturday, and I think the weather's going to cooperate for us also.
I think you're going to have a perfect day on Saturday, looking for maybe some overcast conditions, but temperatures in the low 70s. But you get started early Saturday, don't you?
We do. Registration day of will start at 7 a.m. In the Cancer Center parking lot, and then the race actually starts at 8 a.m.
Can we still get registered, Cassie?
Sure you can. The online registration is still open through tomorrow, and you can visit our website, moveemporia.com, to register online. And then paper registration will be accepted at Newman Physical Therapy through Friday, and then the day of the event, the morning of the event, you can still register in person.
So, Cassie, how much does it cost to participate?
Right now, the 10K costs $45. And it'll go up to $50 on the day of the event. And the 2 mile will remain at $20 through the morning of the event.
Yeah, I noticed a little information on the road out here. You've been marking the course already, huh?
Yeah, I spent last weekend marking the course, so I'm hoping the rain hasn't washed it all away. And it's still pretty visible to everyone. But we have a lot of volunteers signed up, and we're going to be marking the course with signs as well, so there shouldn't be any reason anyone should get lost.
Well, you know, marking the course, generally we have 5Ks around here, so you have twice the course to mark then, don't you?
Yeah, I marked the 6.2 miles and the 2 mile, so I got a lot of walking in.
So basically, where does the 10K route take us? Where do you launch from first on Saturday, Cassie?
Well, we start just west of the hospital on Lincoln Street there, and then we'll run on to 12th Avenue just for a brief period and turn again on Chestnut, and then we'll take 9th Street down to State, and we'll run up to the Country Club area. It takes you through the Morningside Drive and then up through Jones Park, back into the Country Club neighborhood for a ways, and then it'll take you on 15th to Garfield, and then back toward the hospital.
You had me winded at Chestnut, actually, there, Cassie.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you could do the 2 mile.
Yeah, sure. Sure. You mentioned, though, there is a 2 mile walk and fun run, too. And all proceeds from this event, the third annual event, by the way, will benefit Emporia's MUP Board. And Mike Wise is the president of the MUP Board. Bring Mike back into the program here. Mike, tell us about the MUP Board and its mission for those who might not be aware of the MUP.
Okay. The MUP Board is a committee that's overseen by the city and county, and the purpose of the board is to help Emporia and Lyon County become more pedestrian-friendly through identifying, like, walking paths, bicycle routes, and providing services like bicycle repair stations and bike share programs.
And you have done some noticeable things here over the past couple of years, haven't you, Mike?
Yes, we have. Some of the projects in the past that we have had our hand in are the sharrows that you see on South Avenue and Prairie and 12th Avenue, Cottonwood River trails, and then so far we've put in two bicycle repair stations down by Veterans Memorial and then by the Dirty Kansas office.
All right, and Cassie, you know, the MUP board has been the benefactor of your proceeds since the start. Why did you decide on the MUP board when you got this going?
Well, as the presenting sponsor, Newman Therapy Services wanted to give the money back to the community in a way that promoted health and physical activity. So the MUP board just seemed like a good choice because that's what they're always working toward, getting more people active, commuting by bike, commuting on foot to schools or places of work. So it just seemed like a good fit for the proceeds. And last year we were able to reach our goal of giving them over $5,000. So this year, hoping to meet that or exceed that. So come on out and help us out.
Yeah, do a great job. A lot of great noticeable projects done by the MUP board. It is the Grimmett Construction Move Emporia 10K run, 2 mile walk and fun run this Saturday. You mentioned registration starts at 7, just west of the Central Care Cancer Center on Lincoln Street. What's this? Talk about the finish line party, too, Cassie.
We have some great giveaway prizes and some handmade awards for the top finishers overall and then in each age group, as well as cash prizes for the overall finishers. Radius will be out there serving breakfast burritos and some granola bars that are made from their spent grain. And Gravel City Roasters will also be out there with hot beverages. So we have some fun planned for right after the event also.
Good stuff. It sounds like you've got this well organized, and it's still time to get registered, folks. Log on to moveemporia.com, and we will be broadcasting live from the launch coming up on Saturday morning shortly after 7 o'clock. We do not have to go far to set up for this, which is kind of nice for us, actually, Cassie. So,
Yeah. Yep.
A few feet, and we'll be there. Well, get registered and participate. 10K run and the 2 mile walk and fun run benefiting Emporia's MUP board coming up this Saturday morning. Mike, hey, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ron.
Have a great day. Cassie, thank you much.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck with the event coming up this Saturday. It's the Grimmett Construction Move Emporia 10K run, 2 mile walk and fun run. Still time to register at moveemporia.com. KVOE AM, KVOE FM News Time on a Tuesday morning is 7:27. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by the First Christian Church at 202 East 12th in Emporia. The First Christian Church, the church where you are always welcome. 7:27, stay tuned. Weather next.
You know, a lot of people don't even know the difference between a bank and a credit union.